Hello and welcome to this week's radio show. I am your host, Sasha Bateman. Unfortunately, I have to start the show with a little apology. I'm so sorry about the swear word in last week's show. We managed to change it, but unfortunately I put it out with a swear word. I wasn't aware that it had that word in it because it didn't have an explicit logo on Spotify, but I should have double checked. I'm really sorry, and I will make sure it doesn't happen again. But these things happen. I hope everyone's okay. But moving on, let's carry on being positive. Starting off this week's show with my current absolute obsession, the band Wonderhorse. They are incredible. I'm really, really, really loving the album Cub for summer, even though it's quite a moody album. I like its moody, summery album. Let's just get straight into it. It's very underrated. I'm going to play you my favourite tracks. I'm going to play you four. Lucky you. So I'm going to play Butterflies, Leader of the Pack, Purple and Teal. I actually like, there's so many more I could play because I love all of their songs, but I'm going to play those four for you. I really hope you enjoy, and I'll be back with you in about 20 minutes.
We'll be right back. Gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're currently circling at approximately 125 beats per minute, so please remove all drinks from the dance floor and extinguish any cigarettes. Please strap in safely and hold on tight, as we're expecting a rather turbulent music mix. Thank you.
You're listening to
Bexhill Radio at bexhillradio.com.
Green eyes crying at the door. Long nights pacing the kitchen floor. These houses have crazy. Dad's always drinking. Nobody's listening. No one seems to care. There's nowhere I can go.
Kidneys, they don't know what it is. And how could this happen?
of them said, I don't care if this kills you. What if it did, Katie? What if it killed her? What would you do then? Hope you'd be sorry. Hope you go to her grave. Apologize for me. All the time that she gave you. Every time you were worried. That's cause she was your friend then. Hope that you're sorry.
That was some Wonder Horse for you. I hope you enjoyed. I know I'm currently really obsessed with them, and it's one of those things where, like, they're pretty big, but I reckon they're, in the next couple years or even months, I reckon they're really, really gonna explode and come onto the scene a lot more than they already are. But moving on, speaking of new things, a new song came on Spotify, suggested to me by Georgia Smith, called High, as a single. And I listened to it and I really loved it, but I haven't heard a single person speak about it on social media, on any platform, or any radio station, or anything. No one's speaking about it, and I think it's really, really good. I was really impressed. It's kind of, like, similar to the song she released. She released a song, I think it was maybe, like, December or something. It was called Little Things, and it's kind of similar but a bit more relaxed, and I reckon she's making a new album, because it's kind of like, I don't know what genre it'd be like dance, like it's drum and bass, Little Things and High are both drum and bass, but I just don't hear anybody speaking about it, so I'd say it's definitely underrated and suits my show. So here it is for you. I'm sure you're curious to see how it sounds, but this is High by Georgia Smith.
you're gonna always be high.
You know what? That was Hi by George Smith. I hope you enjoyed. But whilst I was editing, I was thinking, what could I use next? What's an underrated song that I've saved up for this show? And I've got an Alexa. I think I did mention this on one of the last shows, that I got an Alexa for £10 off Facebook Marketplace, and it's the best thing ever, because you can probably tell from the fact that I have a music radio show, but I love listening to music, as should everybody. And this Alexa just means I can play music all the time. And I asked Alexa, I'm surprised she's not answering to me saying her name. It kind of creeps me out how I speak about her like she's a real person, but she's a robot. She's not even a robot, she's just a little disc. But I asked her for an underrated song, and she gave me a random one, and I'm going to do it again. And I'm just going to play that song, hopefully it's clean. So let's just go for it. I'll put the mic by her, I'll do a little interview. Right, hello Alexa, how are you?
I'm feeling highbrow. Why not ask me to tell you a poem?
Okay, Alexa, please tell me a poem.
The boy stood on the burning deck, his lips were all a quiver. He gave a cough, his leg fell off, and floated down the river.
Oh. As you can probably tell, my Alexa's Australian, so that's why she's speaking like that. But I don't know if I like that poem. Okay, let's move on. Right, this is what we came for. Alexa, please give me an underrated song.
To listen to specific songs anytime.
Oh
you
no!
Like,
she's acting up now.
Underrated and similar songs on Amazon.
No,
Music.
Alexa, please give me a song you think is underrated.
Here's a mix for you on Amazon Music.
No! I swear she did it! Alexa, pause. Okay, we're going to try one more time. If not, I'm just going to have to find my own song. Alexa, please give me an underrated song.
Underrated and similar songs.
No. Right, Alexa, pause. Alexa, pause. I'm really not happy with her. Instead, I'm just going to play Lady by Alexa! Oh no! Alexa, pause. Sorry about that. I'm going to play Lady by D'Angelo. I think that's how you pronounce it. I was listening to The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and he featured on one of the songs, and I thought, I'll listen to his own personal music. And it was really good. I was really impressed. And he doesn't have very many monthly listeners, so he's definitely underrated. So this is Lady by D'Angelo, and sorry about the failed Alexa. I'll be having words with her.
Come with the rain, and I'm gonna beg it. Everybody wants to know what's going down. Babe, I thought I've seen this before. Maybe at the liquor store.
Maybe at the liquor store.
Maybe at the health food stand.
Yeah.
They don't know that yeah. I'm your man.
So we've got to the point in the show where we're doing the festival question again. We've got a new guest. We've got Solomon Shand. Solomon Shand, say hello to Underrated.
Hello, everyone.
How are you feeling today?
I'm good. Just working up. Feeling light. Feeling ready for the day.
Just for context, it's like 1:30. So yeah, ready for the afternoon, more like. Anyway, okay, so basically this is like a little segment where I'm gonna ask, if you haven't been a listener for a while, you probably won't know. I don't think Solomon really knows what he's doing. So basically I'm asking him to curate his own festival with one like main headliner, so somebody massive, someone like, first person that comes to my mind is like Coldplay, like someone who would headline Glastonbury, and then you've got like a medium artist who's well known but would maybe headline like an indie festival, like somebody like Sam Fender or I don't know, that sort of level. And then you have a smaller like underrated band that you want to gatekeep that you would have at your festival, and then you have two comedians because this comedy festival too, two wildcard tents, which can be anything. It could be a tennis court, it could be a tattoo tent, it could be a yoga tent, it can be literally anything. And then I'm also going to ask you for a cuisine for your festival, and the hardest question, I'm giving you a heads up, is naming it, because everyone really struggles with naming their festival, which I kind of understand.
Naming it, oh God.
Yeah, if you need help, I can help you on that one, because usually people just sit there like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, and then I have to help them out. But let's get straight into it. Who would be your headliner? I think I might already be able to guess this, but go for it.
I don't think you do. I've gone for Childish
Gambino. Oh, really?
I know. Different, I know.
Do you think he'd be, like, big, big headliner, though?
Childish Gambino could definitely headline a festival.
I don't think he'd headline, like, Glastonbury, though.
I'm sorry that my festival isn't Glastonbury, okay?
Okay, sorry. Okay. Well, right. Moving on, who's your middle person?
I've gone for Dominic Fike.
Okay. Alright, so we've definitely got vibe going on here for this festival.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
And then, who... Have you prepared this? Have you got it, like, written down?
I do have it written down, yes.
I think you're the only person to ever come on and answer these questions.
Oh, God, no, I'm not covered in blood. No, yes.
Okay, and then who would your small little artist be?
John Wilde.
Who is John Wilde?
I don't know how to describe him. He's very similar to Dominic Fike. He's very good, though. I like his music.
Okay, cool. So, who would your two comedians be at this festival?
The first one, I've gone for Nicky Flanagan.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Nicky Flanagan is?
No.
And then the second one, I've gone for Steve Martin.
I also don't know who that is.
Oh, God.
Wait, let me look them up. Okay, whilst I'm looking them up. So, what was it? Mickey Flanagan
and Steve Martin.
Okay, whilst I'm looking that up, what would the cuisine of your festival be?
For the cuisine, I've got the sushi.
Okay, would it just... Like, what if it was a hot day and all the fish just went off?
Well, they're not going to go off. We're going to have very good refrigerators.
Okay. All right. So it's quite a fancy festival then. And then...
Yeah. Well, I think it's like... You don't want, like, really filling food, do you, at a festival?
I feel like you need, like, greasy food, though. You know what? I've never actually answered this question myself. Maybe I'll do that next week, because I haven't thought about it myself.
That would be good.
Yeah. Okay. And then what would your two wild cards be?
The first one, I don't know if I'm allowed that. A shooting range, am I allowed that?
I guess you are. If it's just an ethical shooting range, it's just targets, it's not like animals or people.
Just, yeah, we're not gonna get the festival guys to go out there and beat the targets off. Little metal targets.
Okay. And what would your second wild card be?
I've gone pretty basic, I've gone for a pool.
Okay. Yeah, no, I respect that. Alright, well, all I need now is a name.
Oh, God. No, you didn't tell me about the name.
I know, because I just knew you wouldn't do it.
I'm sorry. If you'd have told me about the name, I would have prepared it. I literally have no idea.
Well, think about everything combined. Think about Dominic Fike. Think about, you know, Mickey Flanagan. I looked him up. I don't know who he is.
You don't know Mickey Flanagan?
No. Think about everything combined with a pool and with a shooting range. You know what? I had the best... Do you know Manny?
Yes.
He came on last week or the week before and he gave the best name for his festival because he had Blondie headlining and he called it Blonde Dysphoria and I was like, you know what? I would go to that festival just for the name. So you're battling with Blonde Dysphoria.
I'm really annoyed. Maybe something like Childish Summer, because the fact they're all summer music, Childish Gambino.
Okay, yeah, that's I like that. It's not too creative, but I do like it. It's super cool.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for coming on, Fulman Shand. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me say goodbye, and then I'll come back on here. Hang on. So that was Mr. Solomon Shand with Childish Summer. I do actually quite like his answers. But moving on, I'm just going to play some of the songs he recommended. Some Childish, some Dominic Fike, and I think it was John Wilde. I'll double check that. But for the next 20-ish minutes, you'll be hearing that. You'll be hearing a taste of Childish Summer, and I'll come say goodbye to you at the end. So I hope you enjoy.
We just wanna party.
Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Ooh, know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, get it.
Yeah.
Hundred bands. Contraband. I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka Blah.
Ooh, America. I just checked my follow and listen.
You gon' tell somebody.
You told me.
Don't wait a minute, it's only a matter of time.
street lights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. 3 nights at the motel under street lights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up.
I can't fix each and all your problems. I'm no good with names or faces. She sent me pictures from a neck down to the waist. I get my feelings involved. She stopped returning my calls. The flaws turning to walls and barricades. And I'm too gone in all the wrong ways. And now every long day is a bad one. I can't make you call or make you stay. And take you off a pedestal. So I get lost in modern music, watching movies, talking to the walls in my room. Walking through the halls in my head, just trying to make sure it all makes sense. I ain't made of money, maybe someday you can take it from me. I'm up too late, thinking about you, and MIA for
3 nights at the motel, under street lights in the city of palms. Call me what you want, when you want, if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. 3 nights at the motel, under street lights in the city of palms. Call me what you want, when you want, if you want. I get surprised when you let it slide. But it's no business of mine how you waste your time. Yeah. Don't crash, don't text, don't renew your tags. No sleep, just that job. I bet you miss what you had. You can't get no sleep at night. Do you ever wonder why everyone is out to get you every day? Or do you question anything? How many warning signs till it hits you, darling? Gravity's your friend. You fall out of touch sometime, but your history calls you back to it again. Too many factors to be sure. So many reasons to think twice. And nobody asked you to before. But do you ever wonder why?
First falling in love with my lady, I took some Lucy and I wrote this song. It's called Beach.
Nothing I can do. I think about you way too much. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna get lost in the rain with you. I like it when you speak. You don't use way too many words like everybody else. You just feel so complete. Now if God made make believe, I bet you and me would end up somewhere on the beach. Now if God made
make believe. I bet you and me would just end up somewhere on the beach. Yeah. It's something about you, yeah. Man, it's just so damn long. I wanna feel you, babe. I like it when we're alone. And don't you know, don't you know, don't you know that I just wanna let you down. Don't you know, don't you know that I just like it when you're around. If God made, make believe, I bet you and me would end up somewhere on the beach. Now if God made, make believe, I bet you and me would just end up somewhere on the beach. Yeah. Just end up somewhere on the, come on, yeah, come on. Now we've got made, make believe. I bet you and me would end up somewhere on the beach, yeah, on the beach, baby. End up somewhere.
Hello, so that was a bit of Childish Summer, Solomon Shan's Festival. So I hope you enjoyed his little songs there. And for the last 8 minutes, I'm going to play two songs. I'm going to play two songs for you. They're both going to be Matilda Mann songs, just because she's always underrated. And she's got a show in London coming up with the Wallows for £38. So that's quite close to Bexhill. But if you're listening from, I don't know, Nigeria, then it's a bit more than £38. But I'm going to play Meet Cute and The Day I Met You. But I hope you enjoyed this show, and I'll see you next week. Have a lovely week and enjoy the weather.
Met you. telephoned me just to say that nobody had the time for yesterday. And all at once I felt so small, started feeling like nobody cared at all. But then you called, only to say you'll never love somebody else this way. And though I'm still battered and bruised, I forgave the world the day that I met you.
You can call anytime you want.